Hello, hello, hello. Good afternoon, good morning, and good evening, beautiful people from all over the world. Welcome. As usual, I'd like to give you a mighty warm welcome to MJ's Mindful Midday Motivational Mantras, the podcast that makes you say, doesn't that feel so good, everybody? Here with you every day in every way to assist you in manifesting the exceptional reality you've been dreaming about. Now, who am I? I'm your host with the most from the West Coast, here to help you take daily steps forward in expanding your consciousness while purposefully creating through the power of mindful intention and exceedingly and abundantly manifestation of your exceptional reality. Let's go. Today's Jewel GM Hymn of the Day, beautiful people, is the power of words. Words, I say. Today's episode title, episode number 15, round of applause, is be conscious of the words you speak. Be conscious of the words you speak. Here on we focus on being mindful and intentional, and we definitely want to do that when we're using our words. Because words are transformative, which means words have the power to influence, change, or transform once spoken or written. With your words, you harness the power to speak light, love, and prosperity and light into a person, a group of people, or impact a situation such as your reality with vibratory substance of that which powerfully passes over your lips and even the substance of that which you allow to transmute from thought to emotion to written reality in a text on your phone, a piece of paper with a pencil or pen, or even on your computer screen when you're typing to your friends on Facebook or you're writing an email. These words hold a lot of power and are physical, real things. Look up the dictionary, everybody, and you're going to see a bunch of words that mean a bunch of things that vibrate differently within everybody, but some of them meaning the same things. One of my favorite motivational speakers, he goes by the name of Anthony Tony Robbins. I'll be meeting him someday very soon here. He says in a quote, throughout human history, our greatest leaders and thinkers have used the power of words to transform our emotions, to enlist us in their causes, and to shape the course of our destiny. Words can not only create emotions, they create actions, and from actions flow the results of our lives. So he's basically saying thoughts become physical things. Physical things, in some instances, which are words, which can create powerful emotions and create actions. So we need to be mindful, intentional, and conscious of how we use these words. Another famous person by the name of Strachan Pearl Hurd says, handle them carefully, for words have more power than atomic bombs. Now, when we sit back and we try to think about the devastation, destruction, and disaster that an atomic bomb can cause, whoa, we got to take a step back and just marvel at the fact our words are that powerful. Words can be used in two ways. They can make toxic emotions, which are poisonous to somebody's spirit, soul, and self-esteem, or they can be used to uplift, empower, encourage, motivate, and inspire. An ex-girlfriend of mine used to say that the tongue is similar to a double-edged sword. On one end, the blade pierces the heart and soul and has the power to leave one feeling wounded internally. And on the other side of the sword, crafted masterfully and carefully, that blade can slice and engrave, filling one with pleasure as a result of being touched by words sweeter than honey dipped in candy. She would always urge, before consciously choosing to engage in an argument or a heated debate, that we should always be careful with our words, because once spoken, those words will never be forgotten and will often, always, the painful ones will be remembered and linger, and ultimately, you can only wish to be forgiven of them once they are released. Now, isn't it strange, beautiful people, how with a combination of 26 letters, you can steal someone's heart and captivate their soul? Even stranger is how, with a different combination of those same 26 letters, you can make someone's eyes fill up with tears and give them enough pain to last them a long lifetime. Words can inspire, words can destroy. Choose your words well. Beautiful people, this is your host with the most, that afternoon power boost of a jolt after your breakfast toast. I wish you peace, blessing, and abundance, wealth, joy, happiness, love, and health above everything else. Have a beautiful night.